the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a busy morning today, and we're very happy to have guitarists from Pittsburgh Music Academy with us, and you'll get to learn more about each of them as we hear from them. Our first player is from the Woodland Hills School District. We'll talk more with her in a moment. Her name is Alana. She is 9, and here she is. That was very nice. And come on over, Alana, so we can say hello to you. And we're going to get Wyatt ready to play next. Wyatt is just 6. And you could sit right by this purple microphone, I think is probably the best place. And we'll push. Actually, there you go. We'll just scoot your chair up a little bit. And it gives perfect. How old are you?
9.
And what's the name of the school that you go to?
Pittsburgh Music Academy.
Well, where do you go to school during the day, during the week? I know you're in the Woodland Hills School District.
East Catholic School.
East Catholic School. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Any shout-outs?
Well, Sister Judith, the priests, and my teachers.
Excellent. And by the way, if you want to call with any words of encouragement or observations, we'd appreciate your texting us at 412-200-5975. A little hard to take calls in this circumstance. 412-200-5975. Or email us, slv@slbradio.org. When did you start playing?
When I was 4.
And you're 9 now, so 5 years. What's the hardest part about learning how to play the guitar, do you think?
Getting to the notes on the right beat.
So keeping your timing?
Yeah.
As you play, what makes that difficult to master?
To try to get your fingers in the right place at the right time.
That would be hard. What got you interested in playing the guitar?
I really do not know. I just said guitar one day, and I just started playing guitar.
That's great. How often do you practice?
I sometimes practice when I get time.
At least once a week or a couple times a week?
Once a week.
Yeah, you're very good. I mean, your notes sounded just great. So thank you for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just wanted to say to try to get interested in music.
Thank you. That's Alana. And next up, we have Wyatt. Wyatt is 6, and he goes to Mount Lebanon Montessori. We'll speak with him after he plays. Here's Wyatt. Wyatt at the age of 6 here at the Saturday Light Brigade during our Youth Expression Showcase. And Wyatt, we'll have you come up to sit where we're playing musical chairs, where Alana was. And I'm not sure who is up next. It looks like it's going to be Shreya. We'll get you ready to play. And then we have one more player thereafter. And Wyatt, that was a lot of fun to hear that. Do you like playing that song?
Yeah.
Do you ever try to sing when you play it?
Maybe after I get the best of it.
Yeah. So you're 6. How long have you been playing guitar?
I think I started when I was 4.
And what do you like about playing it? Why? What did?
I think it's everything.
Just everything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very, very good. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Maybe not.
Okay. Who brought you here today?
Dad. Well, and Mom.
Well, very good. Well, I'm happy to have you here today, and I hope you still have great luck and talent in playing guitar. And do you like it at Mount Lebanon Montessori?
Yeah.
I thought you might. Well, our next player is ready to go in just a moment. We have a lot of different heights and a lot of different sizes, so we're getting everybody set up. This student goes to Environmental Charter School, and he is 12, and his name is Shreya.
Thank you.
That was Shriho. And before Sophia gets ready to, we're actually going to talk to you before you play. So don't move yet. Let's first get Trio over in front of, let's try the red microphone. And learn a little bit more about you. Thank you for scooting up. A little bit more about you. What was the name of the piece that you played?
My song was Lately Roll.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
What's nice to see you and Trio is from Environmental Charter School. Is there anybody that you would like to say hello to who might be listening?
Sure, my teachers. Anybody who goes to the school.
Excellent. Well, it's wonderful to have you here with us. And I wanted to try to... tell me a little bit about... How long have you played?
Oh, a few months.
Just a few months? You're playing very, very well.
Am I?
Yeah, I think so. I hope you'll keep... What made you decide to get involved in playing?
So, like, in school, so we have this exploratory course that, like, lets us choose, like, different things rather than academic studies, and guitar was one of them, and I found it good, so I decided to take it privately.
That's terrific. What's the name of your teacher?
And is Jill. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but I think it's Terixio.
And Gio is here today, too. How do you pronounce your last name?
Teixeira.
Oh, my God. So he's
it's
here.
It's almost like Teixeira, actually.
Now, I want to talk with Sophia before she plays, but we can do that. That's perfect. Can you just come a little bit closer? I'm sorry about the miscue there. Can you... tell me a little bit about yourself, where you go to school.
I go to Our Lady of Grace in Scott Township. I've started playing guitar at PMA last October, I think.
Well, not with me, because I'm here since January.
Yeah. All right, then last January I started playing at PMA.
That's not very long at all. What got you interested in playing?
I used to take 2 years of piano, then... I took half a year of guitar, and I also took a few lessons of bandura, the Ukrainian national instrument.
Yeah, yeah. What a range of music. Anybody you want to say hello to or acknowledge?
Nobody I can think of at the moment.
I will acknowledge all of you from Pittsburgh Music Academy, and Gilles, you've got to be very excited for having this
very
group.
Proud.
And Sophia, what will you play? What song do you have?
We're playing our Hungarian piece, Smutna Kvetna.
And you actually know the meaning of it, you can tell us.
It means sad flower.
Sad flower. Here is Sophia. We're just going to get her all set. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful. I'm glad you gave the name of it too, because the song, you can tell it's a very it's melancholy, yet it's nice to listen to, and it's really evocative. And do you still play bandora as well?
I do.
Yeah, it's a great instrument to listen to. It might be fun to have you down here sometime to play it. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. In just a moment, we are going to talk with some girls from Gwen's Girls.